The situation is improving in Dakar. But despite these improvements, we are still confronted with violence against the population, notably the most vulnerable part of this population. But things are moving, and there are evidences of these positive developments, such as, for example, the local consultations that were, obviously, an historic initiative where the population through the entire country had an opportunity to express their grievances, to express their frustrations, and also their hope for the country. Normal life is resuming in Bangui, despite the fact that criminality and banditry is still in this locality. So we should be committed, but also a bit patient, because the crisis in Dakar was a very deep crisis.
You mentioned a rise in violence, again, linked to such things as a migration of cattle by the Fulani, also tensions with the Anti-Balaka. Some of these are long-standing problems. How do you expect to progress on these?
Part of this violence is going to be addressed during the Bangui Forum. What we expect from the Bangui Forum is to create within the population a new mindset that will be supported by the fact that the Bangui Forum is going to trigger the reconciliation process. Though it's a long-term process, but when we start seeing at the local level truce and reconciliation committees meeting, population having the opportunity to express their suffering and so on and so forth, healing will start. Concerning migration, this is not something new. Everywhere in Africa, south of the Sahara, everywhere is the same. And in Dakar, they have, at the local level, and also with the neighboring countries, they have arrangements. But the situation is that state authority is not there to implement this arrangement and to do their preventive work. It's why it has turned into violence.
You've attributed some of the progress to the presence of your troops throughout the country. And yet recently we saw in Kagabandoro demonstrations against MINUSCA. To what do you attribute these demonstrations? What are they a sign of for you?
I was in Kagabandoro the day before the demonstration. And I warned the forces there that there was a lot of expectations. And I consider that, though I regret that one of the demonstrators, I would say, died during the event. I am yet to know exactly in which circumstances, but I consider at the end of the day that it is a warning for the troops that they should do more. Whatever the reason, whatever the grounds, they should do their very best to show to the population that whatever possible is done to protect them.
Finally, you've come out of consultations with the Security Council. What was your main message to them?
My message to the Council can be summarized in two words. Please be supportive to Dakar, but be cautious. Be cautious because the sustainable stability of this country lies on inclusivity, on reconciliation. In the same time, we have to be supportive. There are gaps in the election, in the electoral budget. We need support for the DDR that is going to be agreed during the forum. We need also to be supported for the restoration of justice and state authority. On all these points, there is a need for international community to be supportive.